Do you need answers? Is there a need for a true spiritual and prophetic encounter with God? Join Dr. Candace Smitherman and various relevant prophetic voices from around the world. Become enlightened as we walk down the true road to an authentic spiritual encounter. You will experience the glory of God with Dr. Candace and the Glory Roadshow.
Good evening. I want to thank Dr. Gustav and the Loftel team for your warm welcome. We feel so welcome. We feel a part of the family. Tonight, again, I have to show off my fellies and my South Africa socks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Candace and I feel like we are adopted sons and daughters of South Africa. So we just wanted to thank you all. I need to share with you that when we get opportunities like this, we don't take them lightly. This is extremely important to be handed the opportunity to speak into your souls. So we just want the leadership here and those watching live and those here to know we are doing everything we can to obey the word of the Lord to speak life, and so that you leave here with life more abundantly. All right? So let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for everything that's going on. We thank you for these hungry souls you've brought here, Father. We pray, Lord, that they will have open ears, open heart, an open mind, Father God, and will receive your grace, your mercy, your justice through your word. Use Candace and I, Father God, in a new, fresh way. And Father, we thank you abundantly through what you did for us. You gave first through your Son, Yeshua Yamashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, hello, Loftel. I tell you, you guys have big faith in this house.
Yeah, you do.
I love that. I love to see the big faith that exists here.
You have a really blessed group of worshipers that lead up here. They are phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And I know you all get in, but it's wonderful that they are using their gifts. And I just got to say a shout out. I don't know. I think I see him. He's out there in the lobby, the guy who plays the sax, man. I love that.
Wow. Wow.
I love jazz, and man, I love that saxophone.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Such big sound. God is definitely pleased with the sound coming out of this house. That is for sure. So, yes, we're blessed and honored to be here. This is actually my third year here, just about the same time. And Dr. Adam came with me last year. He's here with me again. We have been all over. Goodness, we've been to Joburg. We have been down to the George area. And now we're finishing up here in Cape Town. We leave tomorrow to go back to the U.S. And we'll only be home for about a week before we head to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. We'll be there for 3.5 weeks ministering the word of God, and really watching God do some amazing things. So we love traveling and just getting an opportunity to pour into churches and make a deposit and see people be stretched in their faith. And so tonight we are going to watch God do some of those things. We're excited. It's an amazing time of year. And again, I said last year we were here. We didn't bring any books this year, but I know many of you all have had copies of our books. If you want to get any of our books, you can get them through Coom Books or through Amazon, or you can download a lot of them on PDF or ebook straight through Amazon, which of course is a lot less expensive than actually buying the hard copy book. One of our resources is our 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. And that was published last year, February. I brought some of those with me last year, and you can get those on this ebook through Amazon Kindle. But let me tell you what's so exciting about that is you can keep up with what God is doing on his Hebrew calendar. And we're going to talk just a tad bit tonight about that, because this is a very, very important time of year. You can also find us on YouTube and also on Facebook. And every week, we bring a weekly word that tells you what is happening in the atmosphere what's happening according to the Hebrew calendar. And that's kind of where we want to start tonight. We shared a little bit this morning, but this week is a promotion time in the spirit.
Okay, hold on now. I want to say something for, just so we're clear. This morning's over. This is fresh. Is going to be new, and you better have a receiver because, you know, that was wonderful this morning, but it's past, okay? We need to be ready to receive a fresh word. So you got to build. In other words, if you were here, if you say, well, some of these things we heard, no, because it's coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you're clear on that, okay? I just want to make sure, you know, because I know we go, oh, man, you know, these guys this morning, you're like, rocked the house. That's over. We're doing it fresh.
Amen.
Okay.
A fresh wind of
just
the Spirit.
Get ready.
So we're stepping into promotion time this week, and on Saturday will be the second month of the year, the 22nd day in the 2025th year. Do you hear all those twos? 2/22/2025. Okay, so 2 represents double, like double portion, and 5 represents the grace of God. So here in 2025, we are in a year of God's overwhelming grace. But the amazing thing about Saturday, okay, is also on the Hebrew calendar, it's Shavuot 24. In the Hebrew year of 5785. Now you say, Candace, what the heck does that mean? Okay, this is what it means. So God is preparing the earth for a promotion of his people before we come into the brand new month of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, which starts on March 30th or March 29th at sundown. So we're about 5 weeks away from that time. On Shavuot 24, which is Saturday, what God does in the earth is he releases angels that help bring about the fulfillment of your promotion. Now, why would God want you to be promoted now? Okay? See, this is what's so amazing about this week is he promotes his people before he turns the calendar over. So we're about 5 weeks before that time. And so it's a supernatural time, and you're going to start to see things rapidly change for you here this week. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be relationships. There's going to be divine connections. There's going to be job opportunities, contracts. All kinds of things are going to shift this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Give the Lord a hand clap.
Come on.
Now, between 2/22, which is Saturday, and then 2/25, only 3 days later, you're going to begin to really start to feel these shifts. You're going to be having this week and into next week dreams and visions. And so I believe God has us here at this time to prepare you for the promotion that God is giving you so your faith can be expanded so that when the calendar turns over on March 30th, you're going to be able to accelerate with the word that you've received from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, March 30th is equivalent to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where God spoke to Moses and he said, Moses, I want you to tell the people, let this be the first day of the first month of my year. Now, what we know about Nisan, the month of Nisan, it is the month of Passover. So after God speaks that on the first day, which is March 30th, okay, for us this calendar year, then we have 14 days later, and what is that? That's Passover, and we step into what we might call on the Christian calendar Easter. Right? It's where we remember that Jesus died and shed his blood, was buried and resurrected to defeat the power of sin, death, and the grave. And so God sets us up here by speaking to us about promotion and telling us he's going to release angels. And you can read this yourself in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7. On Saturday, which is the 24th of Shavuot, God says, I'm releasing angels to patrol the earth. That's what he says. So God's saying to you tonight, I'm promoting you and I'm releasing angels that are going to help take you into the land that I have for you. Just like when he spoke to Moses and said, this is a brand new year on March 30th. So I'm promoting my people. I'm getting them ready to cross over. They're going to cross over and start to accelerate. But I need them to leave behind the old and step into the new.
Hallelujah.
That means you need to put on some big faith for the big vision that God wants to give you.
All right. Do the tag team. Come on. Here we go. Okay. So here we go. So tonight we're going to start with talking. We need to clarify something as this is going to manifest. You need to have a real good understanding of who you are, your identity.
Yes.
Okay. So I am also going to start in the book of Exodus, just a few chapters later in Exodus 19. Exodus 19 verses 3 through 6. If you can get those on the screen, great. But I'm just going to kind of summarize. God says, I got to tell you, Moses, here's the deal. I'm the one who got you out of Egypt. You tell this to the Israelites, okay? I'm the one who took you out like wings on eagles. And here's the deal. If you will follow my commands, okay? I am raising you up. You people are a royal priesthood.
Yes.
Okay, he's saying this to the Jews. Okay, but Christian, we're grafted in. Now, a saying I like us to grasp is the Old Testament is the New Testament contained, and the New Testament is the Old Testament explained. Okay, so let's go to the New Testament after God told that to Moses to tell it, you're a royal priesthood. Okay, now Jesus, I love this part because I believe Jesus is one of the greatest trash talkers there ever was. He was extremely sarcastic and trash talked to all the scribes, Pharisees, all of those Sadducees, all those very religious type of folks. But there's this time recorded in the Gospel of Matthew where he takes the boys down to Satan's entryway, they believe, in Israel. We've been there and we've seen this. Okay? They believe that's where you enter into Hades. It's in Matthew, I believe, 15. And he's telling the guys, who do you guys say that I am? Now, he knows who he is. He wants to know if the boys know who he is. Some of them say, hey, some have said you're one of the prophets like Jeremiah. Some of them say you're John the Baptist. You know, finally, Peter goes, you are the Son of God. You are the great I am. You are the Messiah. Jesus goes, you got that right. But remember where they're doing it. He's doing it right in Satan's den. In other words, he's trash talking. He knows who he is, and he's letting the enemy know, ha, 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 you can do whatever you want, but now they know who I am. And Jesus then fast forward to he dies for us, he's buried for us. He's resurrected for us. And as he's going to be ascended in the end of Matthew's gospel, he tells them in Matthew 28, the last two verses, he goes, all of this is mine. I'm delegating it to you. Why is he delegating it to us? Because we're a royal priesthood, okay, our identity. And he goes, you guys need to go around, start in Judea first, teaching them, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, right? Getting people to be born again. And then go all over teaching them all things I commanded you. All things. All things I commanded you. So we got to grasp that as you're going to hear these things, you've got to know who you are. Otherwise, they're going to go right over your head. They're going to go zooming right by you, and they're not going to attach to you, because if you're going to have stinking thinking and think you're less than, it's not going to work. You have got to have a renewed mind to understand what's going to manifest, and because God does this all the time. God works on a cycle. It's God's calendar. He gave it to the Jews to teach the Gentiles and the pagan nations so that they could be welcomed in if they would only obey the commandments of God. That's the same thing that's going on here. We are to obey the commandments of God and watch the just blessings pour over us in his times and seasons. And this is one of those seasons every calendar year that's coming up. So we have to know who we are. We have to know whose we are. Because it ain't for us, it's for Him. And we go out of places like that after getting filled up in places like this, and we need to not store up what we have, but we need to pour it out so it can be a fresh anointing, and then we get filled back up by what? Reading the Word, praying, getting around your Christian friends, exercising our faith, stepping out, not playing it safe, but being bold, being courageous, living by faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith. And we get many opportunities every day. We miss quite a bit of them, I would contend, me included. But we're here now. We're hearing this now. Let's let this take root. We're planting this. Water it. And watch God grow it. But how does He grow it? By you exercising it.
So, who do you say God is? It's a question for you. If Jesus were to come to you and say, "So, Pastor Lonzel, who do you say I am?" Or Pastor Yako, who do you say that I am? Who we would say God is an understanding that we gather, not just from the Word of God, but because God has been faithful to us in our life, where we're at, so we have a testimony of His greatness. So when we talk about God promoting us this week and causing us to step into new things, He comes to us and says, "Who do you say that I am?" Because who I am to you will determine how much you believe about whether or not you can receive what it is that I am giving you. If we have limited thinking about who God is, then we can only receive something small from God, because we don't see Him to be great. Now, we spent this beautiful worship time singing how great is our God in every way. And we magnified His name. But how great is God to you right where you're at? Do you look at yourself in the mirror and see the greatness of God, or do you see the smallness of you? Do you see the greatness of God, or do you see your big problem? See, if we want to be stretched in our faith, we have to keep our eyes on the greatness of God. And in this new season that God is taking us into, He wants us to be able to receive from Him the fullness of what He has written in the scrolls of destiny for us. But many times God will say, "I want to give this to you because I'm a great God, but you still see me through your eyes, which is limited, and therefore I can't give you the fullness of what you want or what I, God, have written for you." Now, let's make this year, as we step into Nisan in 5 weeks, let's make it different. In order for it to be different, we have to assess, we have to do an assessment of what do we see? What are we processing about God? He's not just great because He made the world and He did that and He did this. He's great because He sent His Son to save us out of bondage, that we might now be set free to enter into the promises that He's always wanted for us, right? Sure, it's great that none of us would be here without His breath in our lungs or without the earth to stand on. All of that's true. But His greatness becomes personal to us when we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior of all the restrictions that we have put upon ourselves, or someone has put upon us, or all the limitations that God Himself has set us free from. So when we think about coming into this new year, and we think about God saying, "Guess what? You're promoted this week. Promoted for what? Promoted for the same things as last year? No, you're promoted for something new. That means you have to have a new, fresh faith in who God is in order to step into that place.
You know, I got to share this because I heard Dr. Gustav talk about the torch in the Olympics. I think I shared this last year, but there are people here that need to hear this because for what's coming, your passion is lacking. Okay? So in that same Olympics in Greece in 2004, the torch was being passed by the Italian bicycle team, and they're going through. And let's just call him Luigi has got the torch. Okay? Luigi's driving, is riding his bike through parts of Italy as it's getting closer to Greece in the 2004 Olympics, and he's got his torch. And as you, if you've ever watched competitive bike racing like that, the roads, it seems like the roads are narrow, or maybe it just seems like the people really get close to those bikers going like 40, you know, 50 or, you know, miles an hour, like 80, 90 kilometers. These guys are really moving. And then you got those motorcycles with the cameras right there, right up close. Well, what happened to him? They were coming to a turn, and he lost control. Somebody must have hit him. And this was on TV. This was live. And he goes through the crowd. They part. He goes in a ditch, and the torch that was in his hand, like this mic, drops, and the flame goes out. Now, the people gasp because the Olympic flame is never supposed to go out. And they freak out, and Luigi's probably thinking like, oh my gosh, I just aborted the destiny of the Olympics. And up drives a white Olympic van. You know, it's got the five Olympic rings on the side. Out jumps a guy on the passenger side in a white suit, little man. He's running. He goes down the ditch, grabs the torch, goes to the back of the van. They open up the back, and in the van is the mother flame. They don't trust you with the flame. God doesn't trust you with the original flame. But all you got to do if your torch goes out is go back to the original source and reignite your torch. Now see, as you're preparing for this week, you don't have to do it at a place like this if you don't get your torch lit. You don't need your favorite worship band or your favorite preacher. Just ask God and be humble and be sincere and watch what he can do to a person that will be vulnerable and honest to the living God. If you need your torch relit, just go back to the original source and reignite your torch and watch what he'll do in this promotion time. Hallelujah.
So if we want to keep our torches burning and really be able to grab a hold of this promotion time, let's define what small thinking looks like. Okay, let's do it from the word. Okay, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33, Jesus is actually speaking to the people about what they need to stop thinking about so that they can start grabbing a hold of the greatness of God and his love for them. Okay? Humanity always thinks small because it thinks about itself. Our first concerns are always us in every case. What can I get from every moment? And so Jesus says, as he's speaking in Matthew chapter 6, he says, listen, this is small thinking. Don't be worried about your life. What you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, and what you're going to wear. He says, isn't your life more important than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow and they don't reap, but your Father in heaven takes care of all of these things, right? He says, aren't you worth much more than even the birds? Let's think about this. Aren't you worth more to God than that? You are, because he sent his Son to redeem you and to redeem all things, that now you would be united in relationship with him to go for that which he's written before the foundation of the world about your life. So then, small thinking again. He says, why do you think that worrying is going to save a single hour of your life? He says, listen, he says, the lilies of the field, they grow. They don't toil in their work, and they don't even spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, King Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these lilies. But if God can clothe the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? And then he says, you of little faith. He's referring to us, humans, right? He's speaking to all of us. He's speaking to all of us, and he's saying, listen, stop wasting your time and your resources on being concerned about all of these things. He says, I need you to step into a promotion place where you know I'm going to care for you in all of those areas. He's like, don't have a conversation with me about that. He says, because I will indeed supply all of your needs according to my riches in Christ Jesus. I will indeed do all of these things for you. It's not.
Are you ready to step into kingdom advancement and prosperity? Join Apostle Adam and Dr. Candace Smitherman from Dream Mentors International, USA, as they impart powerful biblical principles to transform your life and nation.
When God sees, he sees what he can bring about. He sees what he can pull from death and make life.
Discover how to renew your mind, will, and emotions in times of chaos.
Jesus says, I'm at the right hand, Father, and I overcame. You're supposed to be an overcomer too. And how do you do that? You got to look like, you got to walk like that.
Yes.
I am an overcomer,
yes,
and I believe it.
Understand your God-given assignment and how to fulfill it. Recognize the enemy's tactics and learn to stand firm in covenant blessings. Experience supernatural breakthroughs in healing, prophecy, and miracles. Learn how to operate in angelic realms, kingdom prosperity, and divine authority. This is more than a gathering. It's a faith activation for leaders and believers who want to walk in their full destiny. Bring your teams and join us for this life-changing experience. Dr. Candace Smitherman is an apostolic revivalist, founder of Dream Mentors International, and host of the Glory Road TV broadcast. She has been featured on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural and other major networks. Dr. Adam Smitherman is a biblical life coach trainer, retired U.S. Navy commander, and co-founder of Freedom Destiny Church. He is also the host of the Manifest His Presence podcast. Don't miss this divine appointment. Your breakthrough awaits.
You've been watching The Glory Road with Dr. Candace Smitherman. She can be seen all over the world. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, plant a seed in the ground. You can support by going to CandaceSmitherman.com. Remember, all donations are tax deductible.